gentlemen, friends, countrymen, Russians, welcome to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the island-chained nation in the sunny slave South Pacific, with all the radiation and everybody has a part-time job as an incandescent light bulb because they're just that bright. I have a very special guest for you today, ladies and gentlemen. But before we go to her, update on Occupy Auckland, New Zealand. 20 arrests made this morning. Basically, the remaining occupiers in Auckland have been rounded up and corralled and fisticuffed and what have you. My friend Alex has taken some 800 photos of unlawful arrests, police brutality, etc., etc. You know the story. This has previously not been the story in New Zealand because up until recently, the police had actually, well, the Auckland District Commander anyway, had expressed that the occupiers could not be legally moved on or anything like that because they're not breaking any laws by peacefully assembling and expressing freedom of speech. Council disagrees, of course, which is unsurprising because they've even passed a bylaw where you're not allowed to hand out leaflets on the streets, DVDs, use megaphones, hold signs, or do anything of that nature. For penalty of having all of your items, including camera equipment, megaphones, and DVDs and flyers and what have you, confiscated and then face civil prosecution by the council. So that is the country we live in here in New Zealand, ladies and gentlemen. If you protest and have free speech or whatever, not only will they make it illegal by a council bylaw, which is trumped by the human rights statutes of New Zealand, which apparently they don't give two flying F's about anyway. Otherwise, they wouldn't pass such legislation. And when it sounds crazy that somebody would do this, even at a protest, council officer came up to a lady who was handing out flyers to other protesters saying you can't do that or we'll take them off you and prosecute you. What? Are you freaking kidding me? They can even do that in the States where they taser people for being on their phone and being pulled up for a speeding ticket. But you can't hand out flyers in New Zealand. It drives me freaking nuts. And I'm going to make my one hell of a video out of this puppy. Oh, yeah. I was there for the first eviction. Got like 800 photos and various other mates who have shot stuff on iPhones, HD cameras, etc. I wanted to do like a, to use the Team America parlance, a montage of exactly what is going on down there because nobody knows what the occupiers are about, okay? As far as I know, it's just unemployed people who are receiving the dole and have got nothing better to do but to sit in a public area and camp. That's the public perception. Well, it'd be interesting if they even looked even further into it and figure out why those people are unemployed. And just how much of their dolls, even if they were receiving them, have been cut down in recent years through draconian cuts. So whatever problem that they think that they've got with the occupiers have the same problem as you do. Okay? Everybody's having their money stolen off them, benefits reduced, protection reduced, and corporate scumbaggery filth are installing a corporate fascism globally, simultaneously, in every single country. It's called Agenda 21, and they want to enslave everybody who is currently alive and kill the rest. Okay? Make no mistake about it. However, whether or not the occupiers and all of that actually know about all of this in the detail that I do per se, who knows? Point is, you've got to get mad. I'm a human being and my life has value. So anyway, on to my guest, Kristen. Kristen Ann, I believe. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, darling?
Well, I live in the Midwest in the United States. I am the old age of 57. I'm an artist and jewelry designer, formerly. And I've studied spirituality all my life. I don't know, from the age of birth, I sort of knew that there was more to life. And then at age 9, I had a near-death experience. And from then on, throughout the 60s, I pretty much had my own little library of anything metaphysical, spiritual that I could find, which wasn't easy back then, but, you know, I could find Edgar Cayce, Jean Dixon, Ruth Montgomery, just anything that, you know, gave more examples of more depth to life than people usually realize.
And it's amazing today, like, for example, I've got 5 terabytes of data on my computer. It's like footage, audio, PDFs, books, and all of this kind of stuff. To amass that amount of data back in the 60s, far, far more difficult than today, don't you think?
Right. There wasn't that much available. But I was always the, you know, the inquisitive type and wanted to understand life at its deepest levels. And, you know, as time went on, my life just sort of became a hotbed of meeting unusual people with in-depth knowledge and unusual experiences. And, you know, it all provided me with an in-depth knowledge of life and of 2012 and the transition that I realized needed to be shared. This information needs to get out there now, which was why I wrote my book called Exploring Sacred Space, A Vast Quest.
Where can people get that book?
It is available on Amazon, but if you go to my site, exploringsacredspace.com, I will sign the book and send it out myself and give a couple of dollars off.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you. Pay for the postage as well?
The postage is, I made the postage minimal. It's just $2.85. Unless it's overseas, I, you know, pretty much got in way over my head with paying myself for the overseas postage at the beginning. So, but I've kept it minimal.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, overseas postage, even I was posting out a DVD to people in the States, right? It's like $8 for a DVD.
Right.
It's, you know, it's like almost as much cost as the DVD it is.
Right. I was paying $11 to overseas postage. But there's a lot of information in the book on the transition. I was really fortunate. 1974 to 76, everything is coincidences, in quotes, in my life. A series of serendipity coincidences led me to find out about the Waldorf Teacher Training Institute. Are you familiar with Rudolf Steiner?
Yes, I am. In fact, listener whose place I'm staying under as we speak, he sent his kids to Steiner School, and they're going to be moving out and going to another one. I had a few friends in high school that used to go to Steiner colleges as well.
Right. Well, for those listeners who aren't familiar, Rudolf Steiner was a genius clairvoyant, and he came through. He was born, you know, for the purpose of bringing an awareness to society at a time when it was greatly needed. And he came through with breakthroughs and inventions in every field, you know, art, sciences, dance. He developed biodynamic farming. But my courses there, I studied at the Waldorf Teacher Training Institute for 2 years, and the courses were absolutely fascinating, especially for someone like me. We studied, life.
Did they by chance teach you also? Did they by chance also teach you how to make a Waldorf salad?
Actually, at our, you know, at our potlucks and things, we'd always have Waldorf salads. But you know, our history classes went into the far ancient past, and everything was just so intriguing. And we also went a bit into the future. And I was fortunate that my professor was also clairvoyant, which made it even all the more fascinating. And in the book, I show a diagram that he had given us way back then in the mid-70s, a diagram of a great wheel lasting 25,920 years, nearly 26,000 years. It was a great wheel of ages which the ancient Hindus and Tibetans had drawn up. And he pointed out that at either end of the wheel, roughly 13,000 years apart, all throughout the ancient, you know, eons of life here, there has been, you know, a major upset on planet Earth, a catastrophe, a cataclysm. And always throughout the past, most of humanity has died, and the few remaining would have to start over at a much more primitive level. And we asked, what happened 13,000 years ago? And, you know, fascinating, it was just fascinating to hear him say that the last catastrophe, roughly 13,000 years ago, was the final inundation of Atlantis. And then he said that our story that we've come to know through the Bible of Noah is the story of the final inundation of Atlantis. The figure called Noah was actually an Atlantean. And he also said that, all civilizations have a flood story. But he said that the most accurate is the Babylonian story of Gilgamesh. Anyway, so then he went on to say that he began that story, and I tell so many things that he had told us in the book in the first few chapters. He started that story in his deep voice with the British accent and the intense dark eyes. He said, "You are living at a time of Noah." And then he went on to explain that we will see one of those great transitions. Only this one will be incredibly different, he said. This time, it is meant that humanity survives, that we are not killed in a major cataclysm. So that is a major difference. And
well, that's nice, because up until now, I'd previously been, you know, learning how to use my chili bin as a flotation device just in case some gargantuan 800-foot skyscraper of a wave comes washing over the city.
Right. See, I wanted to get this information out there because everything that's been out there so far about 2012 has been, you know, pretty much a doomsday scenario.
It's been a Hollywood scenario from day one. You know, they just love disaster. They breed it in studio and then give it out to people so it can infect them with all this fear, which stops them from thinking.
Exactly. Right. So, you know, what I'm going to explain is going to sound a bit like science fiction, but, you know, this is the accurate view of the transition. You know, I go along with Gerard Artson. In fact, I ordered his book after I listened to his talk with you, and it just arrived today. There is a lot going on our planet, in the universe. We live in a multidimensional universe, and there are beings who are here to help with this transition on many levels. One of the really intriguing things that my professor, Werner Glass, said was that, in one class he said, Christ is returning in your lifetimes, and his ancient soul name is Maitreya. And this was fascinating. Unfortunately, over the years, you know, fundamentalist types have heard that name, Maitreya. Benjamin Krem, a man from England, has been speaking about Maitreya, and he was on the Art Bell program, which is now Coast to Coast AM. And the fundamentalists, it just freaked them out totally. They equated the name with the devil and got themselves so worked up that they would get sick every time Benjamin Krem came on, so they stopped having him on. But that was just their own issues. The real, you know, meaning of the name Maitreya is it's the same great being who had overshadowed Buddha, which is why Buddha is called Maitreya Buddha. But anyway, he went on to say that this being, this great being Maitreya, will be living among you incognito, and when he decided to return in a physical body, because of something great that will be happening in our lifetime, 42 other masters decided to return also, and they will be living among you, among us, incognito. And most of them are here now. I mean, it's just such a strange and very sci-fi thing to even think about.
Well, where do you think the movies get all the ideas for all the sci-fi stuff that they write? Okay, every lie is based on some truth, and there's a little bit of back chatter going on as well. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is from ExploringSacredSpace.com. Her name's Kristen, and we'll be right back talking about the fabulous transition that we all seem to be expecting.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices eased back from six-week highs Tuesday on profit-taking and a firmer dollar. Gold last traded at $16.65 an ounce. Silver, $32.05. Well, some Americans will witness President Obama's State of the Union address tonight. What will we the people get? Humble repentance for overpromising positive change? Or the buck stops here responsibility taking? Or futuristic promises teleprompted to cheer up the middle class with more government-induced fairness for the 99%. Well, the truth is the current administration's economic policy is punishing and crushing the middle class between stagnant income and rising cost of living. Will Americans cheer for more of the same? Stay tuned. And be sure to visit SwissAmerica.com to read the truly dismal State of the Union posted in the Washington Times. Get our latest reports by calling 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
No one's gonna take me alive. The time has come to make things right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's about fighting for your rights and not caring whether or not you die. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the darkest and most macabre comedy and talk radio, and it's just so fabulous because we have lots of very cool, interesting guests, and we don't set the bar very high. It's like somebody doesn't have to send us references and explain who they are and blah, 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 blah. You don't have to do any of that on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Point of fact is, if you've got the guts to come and send something at all, likelihood is you can certainly come on for at least a segment. And sometimes people have written books or started radio shows or done documentaries or been fighting and exposing general scumbaggery for the most of their lives. And all of these people, you realize everybody's got a very interesting story to tell, and all you got to do is just listen to their perspective if you want to gain some. Kristen Ann is my guest. Welcome back.
Thank you. So anyway, as I was saying, there's a lot going on this planet right now. And these transitions have happened throughout the ancient history of the planet, roughly 13,000 years apart. But this one will be incredibly different. And this one will not involve just a cataclysm where most of the planet dies. This one will also involve a multidimensional shift. We are due to go into another dimension. And I want people to get a piece of paper and pencil to write down a few things, because you'll probably want to do some searches. These are some interesting things that will back this up. If you do a search, type in the few words, Michael Tsarian, that's T as in Tom, S-A-R-I-O-N, and then Photon Belt, P-H-O-T-O-N, Belt. Michael Tsarian, from a very scientific perspective, shows the same time wheel, roughly, of 26,000 years as a great Earth cycle. And he explains that we are due at this time to go through a photon belt, which is going to have a lot of, you know, electromagnetic and very strange effects on Earth, which no one really knows what they are. And the interesting
Have you heard about the Earth groans? These big kind of metallic sounds, kind of like that are just bouncing off buildings and coming out of the sky sort of thing recently? It's very,
really?
Very
no.
Scary sounding. Yeah.
Really?
And apparently it's caused by positively charged radioactive proton particles skipping across the Earth.
And where has this been reported?
All over the world.
Really? Mm-hmm. No, I never heard of it. But many strange things will be happening this year. Also, write this one down. There is a princess from Japan. Her last name is very long and very complicated. But if you simply type in these words for your search, Princess Kaoru, K-A-O-R-U, and then type in Pythagoras Conference, P-Y-T-H-A-G-O-R-U-S, Conference. She spoke at the Pythagoras Conference, and she said that her third eye was opened, meaning that she herself had become clairvoyant. And she spoke of this transition and things that will be going on. Now, interestingly, what she said was that, as she saw it, the 3 days of darkness will begin on December 22nd. Now, this was another interesting thing that I wanted to get across to help people to prepare for whatever is going to happen. Werner also spoke of the 3 days of darkness. Now, the future is always changing. The future has been changing. There is this thing called the Akashic Records, or the Matrix, which is, you know, this great recording throughout the ancient past and on into the future. And prophets and clairvoyants have subconsciously been tuning into the Akashic Records in reading the future. Well, especially because of so many masters being on the planet at once and, you know, performing whatever acts they see necessary, the future has been changing, especially over the past half a century or so. So I am not quite sure that we may even still be here to see the 3 days of darkness. And I'll go
now,
into that
I had
more.
Somebody tell me about this 3 days of darkness. What exactly is it? What's the reference point for that? Where does the origin for that prediction come from?
You know, the interesting thing, Vincent, is that it was written in the Bible, 3 days of darkness. And then it was fascinating to hear Werner speak of the 3 days of darkness. Now, if you see Michael Cesarian's video and hear him talk about going through this photon belt, I could imagine all kinds of strange electromagnetic things going on. You know, maybe even the poles will shift. Who knows? And I could imagine that causing this 3 days of darkness, you know, some kind of strange field enveloping the planet. Who knows?
Well, but you'd have to be talking about a shift in the, almost a slowing down or a stopping in the rotation to a degree.
Right.
In order, either that or we'd be talking about massive cloud, ash cover, something like that, volcanic. There's a couple of things that could cause darkness. I don't know, maybe a strange anomaly with the moon where it lines up with the sun and has a perpetual eclipse for 3 days or something like that. Who knows?
Yeah, and there's another scenario which we can't really even guesstimate on because we're not familiar with going through a different dimension. But suppose that we really did. Somehow this photon belt activity somehow catapulted us through into a different dimension, which all my studies have led me to understand, and all my conversations with in-depth people, that we will actually be going through into a different, finer dimension. Now, what Werner said, and I wanted to pass this along, was that the important thing to keep in mind is to, for one thing, There will be no electricity, no media, and there'll be no instructions given. You'll be on your own to have candles, have water, have food for at least 3 days, and to stay inside with friends and family, to plan to be inside. Think of it as one great adventure, like one big slumber party. The most important...
Well, I plan to build a fort.
Well, the most important thing that he stressed was to be happy and stay happy.
Lost you there.
Can you hear me? Hello?
All right, sorry about that, Kristen. Are you still there? Hello? Oh, we seem to have had a wee bit of technical issues, seem to have lost our guest. She's being called up right now. Sorry about that, folks. A little bit of technical glitches. There's going to be a lot of those going on. I had my internet changed to a different provider yesterday. And whatever douchebag changed it over, what he did is he just completely rewrote the entire phone system in the place, right? Like cancelled the existing phone system and put it in a new one. And the internet company now doesn't recognize the new number that we've got. So it's going to take a couple of days to get my internet hooked back up so I could broadcast. And right now I'm doing it from a friend's house. Once I got here and unpacked the computers to do the show, right, his internet dies, right? Yeah. but now it's back up. There's a lot of really strange stuff going on, and I don't know if there's anything suspicious or backward about it. It's all just coincidence, isn't it? Yeah, most of the time. At least that's what I like to assume it is. When things happen to me, I assume it's coincidence. When things happen to other people, I assume it's a conspiracy. Hey, Kristen, you're back, are you?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, absolutely. We talked about, last thing I heard was having a slumber party kind of thing, and I thought, you know, I'm definitely going to build a fort, you know, out of the cushions. It'll be great.
Interesting, right. Well, he said that the most important thing is to stay happy. He kept saying, sing songs together. You know, just totally do not let yourself get freaked out or frightened. I mean, there may be noises outside, weird flashes, but just totally be oblivious to it and just be happy.
Pretend like everything's normal, like you do anyway.
right. Just regard it as an exciting, fun adventure where the other side will almost be like Dorothy stepping out of the house in The Wizard of Oz. We don't really know what it's going to be like on the other side, but it'll be wonderful from everything we've heard. But this was the other important thing that he said. It was like instructions of what to do during those 3 days of darkness. He said that it would be important to cover all openings to the outside and to remain inside.
If that's the case, ladies and gentlemen, do not stock baked beans as your main food, because the air will get very, very nasty.
Good point. So he said...
Survival Tips 101 from the Vinnie Eastwood Show.
To use opaque fabrics, and he even said to use like duct tape around the edges so that absolutely no light or no, well, it wouldn't be light, would it? Nothing from the outside came in. And I don't quite know why you would do this. But
it reminds me of a movie called The Mist. It's a film done by Frank Darabont, who did The Shawshank Redemption and The Green Mile. I'm not sure if you've seen those.
Yeah.
But what happens is the military are experimenting with a portal, they sure enough, they open a portal to this other dimension that's full of all these really scary creatures and monsters and stuff like that, and that are all concealed within this mist that just drapes over everything. And all these people are stuck in the supermarket, and they can't see anything at all through all this mist, and they just get attacked by all these really scary creatures that just come out of it.
Oh, how strange. Well, actually, you know, that word portal may not be too far off. I mean, I think that we're going to be going through something very strange like that. But the important thing is, even around the bottoms of doors, to cover them up with some kind of tape or something and stay inside. What it made me think of was like Lot's wife who looked back and turned into a pillar of salt. You know, I don't know what's going to be happening, but I just wanted to pass along those instructions.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, when everything's going to hell, don't let it in your house. I think that would be pretty straightforward.
Right. Right. And there, you know, there are a lot of interesting factors playing a part in this whole transition this time. Like Gerard Artson spoke of, you know, beings from other planets. I also believe that there are extraterrestrial beings. You wouldn't call them humans, but they are beings like us on different dimensions.
We'll have to talk about more of this after the break. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the major media destroys information, and religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What do we hear about in this country? It's our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold's the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinny Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
The world we knew is gone. The conditions which framed and taught us our status have gone with us. Our needs are now different and our aims. The conditions which framed and taught us our status have gone with us.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show that's all about realizing the world you knew was gone all along. The Vinny Eastwood Show. Live from New Zealand, live from the future. When 2012 happens, we'll see it almost a day in advance of everybody else, so we'll be keeping you updated. My very special guest, Kristen, and welcome back. And what was this website of yours? It was exploringsacredspace.com. And I find that when we talk about new aginess and what have you, there's a lot of crossover with the new age and also new world order conspiratorial Nazism, etc., where they try to use people's fear of a coming apocalypse to make them stand down to their current agendas.
Right. Which, you know, was another reason why I really wanted to get this book out there, to, you know, go against all that fear, to disperse the fear, and to also give more of a picture of it, what's actually, more of an understanding of what's actually going to be happening. We are truly living at phenomenal times. Extremely interesting times. And there's going to be a lot happening. And one of the fascinating elements that will be involved will be beings from other planets. That was another interesting thing that came into my life. I crossed paths with an author named Dan Fry back in 1977. I had gone out to Alamogordo, New Mexico, to visit a healing center out there called Quimby Center that used to be in Alamogordo. And the people that I was staying with, we got into conversation about aliens and UFOs. I'm a bit clairvoyant myself, and I could just sense them and see them having come down in that area. So I very carefully brought up the subject because, you know, back then there was still very much a laugh factor involved, and people really thought you were crazy to take the issue seriously. But I was delighted to find that they took it very seriously. Not only that, but they had a friend who had been stationed on the White Sands Missile Base in the 50s and 60s who had been contacted by aliens. So they brought out his books. I couldn't get them to bring them out fast enough. Now they're published as one book called The White Sands Incident. But I read his book, and I was, you know, I was so disappointed when I asked if he was living in the area, and they said no. But in the next breath, I was elated because they said he was living outside of Phoenix at that time. And in the next day or so, I was going on to Phoenix. So I arrived at my sister's in Phoenix, dropped my bag, and immediately got on the phone to Dan Fry. I introduced myself, said I had just been staying with his friends in Alamogordo, and I would love to meet him and to speak with him in person about his encounters. And, you know, back then it was simpler times, people were more trusting, and he said, why, sure, why don't you come up for the weekend? Well, this was a Thursday, so the very next day, Friday, I was catching a bus to a small town outside of Phoenix called Tonopah, Arizona, where he was living. And I ended up spending several weekends with Dan Fry, and we had the most fascinating conversations about his encounters and what the aliens had told him.
What did they tell him?
Okay, you know, just fascinating things about what it was like, for one thing, trying to teach an alien to be human. First of all, what he had done, he had communicated with them for 4 years before they even came down. And they wanted him to get them books on every topic from the base library. And, you know, he would have them on, he said, on a platform. They would teleport them, copy them, and have them back the next day. Well, they wanted to know, you know, about every subject and every culture and languages and everything, because they explained to Dan that they were planning on coming down to live on Earth. They explained a little bit about something major that was going to happen in our future and that they were going to help with. They were working as emissaries of the light. And now, this was the most fascinating part. They said that the most interesting book to them was our Bible. And they said that their ancestors were often the ones that were written in the Bible as angels. And angels, translated, actually means messengers or emissaries, which is exactly what they were. But they were actually extraterrestrials working, you know, on the side of the light to help things out. But another fascinating thing that he explained, that they explained, was that it was their ancestors who led the tribes of Israel through the desert for 40 years. In the Bible, it says they were led by what appeared as a cloud by day and a ball of fire by night. Well, this is very interesting because UFOs are known to hide themselves in clouds during the daytime, and they've sometimes been seen to glow like a ball of fire at night. Anyway, I asked Dan, why was it necessary for them to be isolated for 40 years? And this was his response. He said that they said that those people way back then held so much negativity and vengeance that it was necessary for the future of mankind that they be isolated at that point in time before they be allowed to settle again in a city. And, you know, I can see, he sort of explained that if they had not been monitored and isolated during that time, there could have been a chance that, you know, when they developed the bombs or something, we could have been annihilated before this point of destiny, this great transition which we are destined to make. There could have been a chance that we would have never met that point of destiny.
Well, everything seems to be, what was it? Forrest Gump, he says, everything's like either random or everything has a plan or whatever. I think maybe it's both. You know, it's it precludes the possibility that you can't have an effect on your own life by saying everything can be left up to fate sort of thing. If I chose to get off the seat and go do something versus not doing it, that's my decision that I made, and I changed my fate at that very moment. It doesn't mean I was destined to do that the entire time, because that's only something that exists as sort of a, what's it called? A rationalization after the fact. That's what I think that a lot of people think is fate, is they're just rationalizing how stuff turned out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyway, this was so interesting, and it really makes you wonder exactly what that manna that was dropping from the skies to feed them, what exactly was in that? What exactly was it? But anyway, so they were led through the desert for 40 years before they were allowed to settle again. And this act in itself helped to shape the future of mankind. And then 2 years later, I met up with, in the interim, I got a job in Colorado, and then I moved back down to Alamogordo, only to find that Dan Fry had moved down there in the interim. And that summer, he was sponsoring a healer to come to town.
Well, I'm sorry, we're going to have to leave it there until after the segment there. Kristen Ann is my guest, ladies and gentlemen, from ExploringSacredSpace.com. We'll be right back after the break here. And please, if you can, support the show. We accept donations. And if you subscribe for $5 a month, you can even get some DVDs there, as well as exclusive videos from the YouTube channel that you can't get anywhere else. We'll be right back.
Tune in, stand and be counted. Wounded station in the belly of the vulture. Watch your back. There's no civilians, women, children, frontline. Listen, consider this a distant early warning. The fire's imminent. Pollution gathering dust particles funneling through smokestacks, airwaves, bandwidth, disinformation too fed. Check the labels, delete the virus, alert the masses.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged, and nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hard-working people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hard-working people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream. Because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. We survive specifically on the donations and interest of the people who actually use the content, as opposed to the mainstream media who rely on donations from corporate corrupt scumbaggery, filth, who give them a list of stuff that they can't talk about and a list of stuff that they have to talk about. The listeners who listen to this show are among, I'd probably say, one of the brightest audiences in talk radio, namely because they're sort of capable of accepting whatever comes at them in a reasonable and decent manner. And that's what we should all strive to be, reasonable and decent, because there's nothing wrong with it, is there? My very special guest, Kristen Ann from ExploringSacredSpace.com. What were we talking about just before we got off to a break before?
Okay, we were talking about another element that's going to be involved in this major transition. In addition to the masters who are living incognito among us, and who Gerard Artson spoke of a little bit, there will also be this element of beings who live on other planets, and possibly other dimensions, who are also, from what I've learned, living among us as human beings, sort of incognito, to help us out with this. And I had met Dan Fry, and then met an alien friend of his. And I just turned to this book called Here to Help, UFOs and the Space Brothers, by Gerard Artson, who you also interviewed. I want to read something from page 46 just to show you the level of important people who accept this as a reality. Okay, quoting from the book, as an interesting side note, excuse me, during his last lecture tour of Europe, George Adamski met with Pope John the 23rd on 31 May 1963. According to Lou Zinsjag, who accompanied him on much of his Europe tour, Adamski was given access to the Pope's residence through a small doorway in one of the high wooden entrances to the left of the dome of St. Peter's, away from the Swiss Guards. He later told Mr. Zinsjag that he had indeed been received by the Pope, who said to him, I have been expecting you. He also handed the Pope a sealed message which he had received earlier from a space brother in Copenhagen. In return, the Pope presented Adamski with a new ecumenical council medallion which would only go on sale after the demise of Pope John the 23rd 2 days later. So this implies that the Pope knows full well about the whole issue of the aliens, and it is important enough to meet privately with Adamski. And then quoting again, one more example of a public figure to make statements about the nature of the space visitors is former astronaut Dr. Edgar Mitchell. As a rigorously trained scientist and the sixth man to walk on the moon, Dr. Mitchell brings to bear not only his reputation, but also his professional experience when he said in a 2008 interview in the UK, there's life throughout the universe. We're not alone in the universe at all. I know for sure we're not alone in the universe. I happen to be privileged enough to be in on the fact that we have been visited on this planet and the UFO phenomena is real, although it's been covered up by governments for quite a long time. So these are just a few other, you know, significant people who back this whole issue that aliens have been present and that they are helping us. And it also goes on to say in this book, he says that they are, you know, here to help us. If they had been hostile, we'd have been gone long before now because we're defenseless against them. But
either that or they need us for something.
Yeah. But from what I've learned, they really are here to help us. They had certainly convinced Dan Fry of that. And
does that mean that some are here to help us and perhaps some aren't?
You know, I just don't know. I don't know. But I believe that if that were the case, that the good ones would far outnumber the bad ones. Just my feeling. My hope.
Well, there's been footage of a UFO flying into the Earth's atmosphere, and then you see this bright flash and a kind of projectile firing straight at it, and then it just kind of goes zoom, gets the heck out of there, as if there's some kind of space war going on as we speak sort of thing. And a lot of people have been saying that there's been this war between alien races going on for goodness knows how long, how certain galaxies and planets have been taken over through the course of some of the creatures are coming here as refugees. I honestly don't know. And that's the best part about with UFOs and not having any disclosure from the government and official sources is that you just don't know. You do know that they're lying to you, but you don't know exactly what the truth is.
Right, right. Well, what I do know is that this whole issue of this transition that's coming up, and I've got to say that I'm not saying it's going to be on December 21st of 2012, because no one really knows the date, but it is awfully suspicious that scientists on the National Geographic and Discover Channel have said there is a rare alignment that just so happens to be on that fated date of December 21st, 2012. So it really makes you wonder what is going to happen then. But
With alignments, it seems to just be an energy channeling event sort of thing. Like, for example, how a person can align the chakras in their body and they can get retrieve energy from it. I think that what's going to happen here is the universe is going to align, well, our galaxy at the very least. That doesn't really happen very often. And a lot of energy is going to channel through every living thing. You know, that's just a theory, a postulation of mine.
Right. Well, the thing is that this alignment is so, there are so many planets and bodies aligning, and this one is rare. It happens only, interestingly enough, every 13,000 years, which is the span at which a major catastrophe happens. So, however, again, I want to stress that it is going to be different this time, that there's not going to be a catastrophe. However, this I've got to say, and I explain in my book, I hate to plug the book so much, but there is a lot of information in it that people would really help people to understand. And the whole meeting with Dan Fry is in it, and as well as meeting an alien friend of his. But I've got to say this. The whole issue with 2012 is, and this transition, is that, and here again, it's kind of hard to explain this because it sounds so sci-fi and futuristic, but the government itself has sort of accepted this fact. What's going to happen is there is going to be a split in realities. All of us of a higher sort of energy will be going to the new place, the new earth, whatever you'd like to call it, the new dimension. Those whose energy is too negative, too heavy to make this transition, they will be afforded the opportunity to continue their evolution on this lower physical dimension. So to them, it will probably look like a catastrophe. It will probably look, sort of scary and like disaster. There will be a split in dimension, and the important thing is to raise your awareness, raise your level of energy. Which is, I think, why all these masters and all these higher beings from whatever level, you know, other planets, have been here. And I think, this is what I'm thinking, behind the scenes, they have been instigating, whether through implanting the thoughts or incognito, writing the books and doing the movements, creating the movements themselves, they have been behind a lot of this New Age movement to help elevate the energy of people. And one way that I can suggest strongly to elevate your own energy, to reach a real centered state of being, is through meditation. And in the book, I describe a few methods in there as a way of personally raising your own level of energy.
What my good friends Jonathan Eisen and Catherine Smith from Uncensored have said is that for 2012, everybody needs to practice yoga so you can be flexible enough to kiss your own ass goodbye.
Well, I'd go along with the first part of that.
Hey, well, I think that raising energy, vibrations, etc., sounds all ethereal, but the interesting thing is it actually really can make a physical difference, like you can notice. For example, what was it? Amit Goswami, the quantum activist, I went to film one of his presentations once, did this sort of meditation where you sort of imagine you are conscious of every single bone and every single organ, every single cell in your body. Just be conscious of it right now and send it some good messages. Send it some good vibes. Ah, doesn't that feel better? Now imagine you're also connected to every single cell and organ and bone and everybody within 100 meters of you. Think about that and send it good vibes, send it good messages. Now imagine that stretches out to encompass the entire planet. All 7 billion people, every single cell in their bodies is connected to you. And you're sending it really, really good feelings and vibrations. Can you feel it? If you concentrate hard enough? And the fact is you actually kind of can. And it's we're connected through our thought processes and the just residual psionic energy that floats in the air. I don't know what it is, but we're connected nonetheless.
Right.
And I feel that what's happened is that a class of people, a sociopathic predatory class, has risen out of that web of collective human consciousness and think that they stand apart and they feel jealous that all the rest of us are part of something, and they're not, and they want to get rid of us.
Hmm. Interesting way of looking at it, yeah. Or they simply want to be the ones on top and the only ones remaining. And what's interesting is that, well, Princess Kaoru, which I spoke of earlier, she mentions that the governments around the world have been building underground cities. They are well prepared for this. And won't they be surprised when they come up to find most of the population gone and they're left on a devastated planet? This whole scenario goes along with what the born-again types have said and what the Bible has said, that some of us will be taken up.
But we might be talking about, let us say, interpretive Bible studies, right? We're getting taken up. Taken up by who, by what, and what craft?
Okay.
Right?
Exactly.
Or are we ascending? Do we simply shift from one vibrational matrix that is the physical reality to, say, a separate dimension, which is, you know, just a parallel universe or something like that, that we're right there in the same place, except our vibrations have all changed so we can't be perceived in the same way anymore? There's that option. The other option is that people just magically disappear and their clothes flutter to the ground and then you just go, wow, there must be a heck of a lot of naked people somewhere.
Right. Well, this is the intriguing thinking that I have come up with behind that. you know, one of the things that the aliens had said to Dan was, is they made the statement that in the Bible somewhere it's written, two brothers will be sleeping. One will be taken, and one will not. And the meaning behind this was that in these so-called end times, it doesn't matter how close you are in proximity. If you are meant to go...
We'll have to talk about this after the break. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The year 2012 brings an ending and a new beginning to social, political, economic, and geological cycles for America and the world. The living prophecy that we are now voyaging through has many names ascribed to it. The Hopi say it's the closing of the fourth world of destruction, moving into the fifth world of peace. The Maya declare that we enter the fifth world age, the age of the center. All common themes in the array of prophecy that we are processing and purifying all the imbalances of the dying world age. We are transcending an era founded on duality, and we have turned away from the Great Spirit, resulting in greed, corruption, blind materialism, and disconnection from each other and Mother Earth. Collectively, we are poised at the brink of a world age rebirth in which we enter new domains of consciousness and manifestation, redeeming all the previous ages. Let's all join together to bring the vision of peace and love into reality, because we are the future, we are the heroes, and that we are who we have been waiting for.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices eased back from six-week highs Tuesday on profit-taking and a firmer dollar. Gold last traded at $16.65 an ounce. Silver, $32.05. Well, some Americans will witness President Obama's State of the Union address tonight. What will we the people get? Humble repentance for over-promising positive change? Or the buck stops here responsibility-taking? Or futuristic promises teleprompted to cheer up the middle class with more government-induced fairness for the 99%. Well, the truth is the current administration's economic policy is punishing and crushing the middle class between stagnant income and rising cost of living. Will Americans cheer for more of the same? Stay tuned. And be sure to visit SwissAmerica.com to read the truly dismal State of the Union posted in the Washington Times. Get our latest reports by calling 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. The show that's all about 33 degrees of separation and Freemasonry. Tapping each and every single one of those 33 vertebrae in your spinal column to bring you the most ridiculously awesome news, information, and just random stuff that makes you go,
Grasshopper has learned well.
At least I think so. Kristen Ann is my guest from ExploringSacredSpace.com. And we were talking about the rapture. And I personally believe that if you think that people are just suddenly going to magically disappear and that there's going to be a rule of tyranny for 7 years and then Jesus will just suddenly return and save everybody, you're being led down the garden path. Because if you don't do anything and you simply wait to disappear, somebody might get you beforehand or afterwards, or very much benefit from your lack of action in the meantime. Which is why I and many others around this world try to get out more and more information rather than rhetoric, which has already been said many, many times, and being able to draw your own conclusions from it. Kristen Ann, welcome.
Right.
Back.
Well, if you get back to this whole alien issue, and you know, think of it.
Before you go forward, I'm sorry. You wanted to finish that story about the two brothers lying in bed next to each other and how they get chosen.
Right. Well, the aliens told Dan they were talking about certain passages in the Bible that interested them, and when it was written that two brothers may be sleeping, one, speaking of the end times, one will be taken and one will not, and this they explained meant that if your energy is high enough that you are meant to go to the next dimension, you will go. And if not, it doesn't matter how close you are in proximity, you will not go. And also, you know, this sounds very strange, I'm sure, if this whole conversation doesn't sound strange, but they explain that they are here to help with this major transition, and that they have crafts that are larger than some of our cities waiting to take away the residents of this planet who are meant to go while the Earth is being cleansed or translated into the future, whatever is going to happen, so that they have given this whole scenario of the rapture being taken up is being taken up into some of their craft, which is a very interesting thought.
I think it's sort of like a faith-based thing, right? To believe in something for which you have no evidence is called an act of faith, right? Or
right.
To believe in something that has been consistently disproven is called delusional, right? For instance, I know some Christians. They're called hypocristians, right? There's good Christians and then there's hypocristians, sort of thing. You understand the distinction? Ones who have a strong belief and follow that belief and back it up with actions. You know, being charitable, being kind, being honest, being straight up, being straightforward, doing volunteer work, etc. Okay, those are what I'd consider to be the real Christians, to be a saint. And on the other hand, you use it as a way to mask the fact that you don't have an answer for everything, and you use it as an excuse for not doing anything and endlessly procrastinating, hoping that in the end, your endless procrastination will result in you being raptured. You know, and that's kind of the what the Bible is, really. It's God's words interpreted by man, written by fanatics, and edited by imperialist Romans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, it comes down to your experience. And I personally believe that there is some kind of God entity. I think it's more of a macro organism, kind of like a 5 trillion cells or whatever make up one human body. There's all the human life and universes and consciousnesses and stuff everywhere, energy, electron flow, blah, 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 psionic energy, all comprising one massive organism that people perceive to be God, you know. Like to a bacterium, a human being would be God. It's like, man, I live on this God. It gives me food. It gives me sustenance. It allows me to eat off of it. And it gives me the sunlight I need and all of that sort of stuff. And then a human would be thinking perhaps the earth is God or Gaia, right?
Right.
And then the earth itself with a consciousness of its own would think that the sun is God because, man, I wouldn't be here without that. It's pretty nice, eh? It keeps me nice and toasty. And then the sun would think that maybe the center of the galaxy with the 200 billion star clusters or something is God. And then those suns would think that a giant brown dwarf star cluster that spits out galaxies every 10,000 years or something like that, that it forms in the center, is God. And then that star cluster might think that something else is God. I'm not sure. You know, it's just an infinitely up and down scale that's kind of imperceivable except through the concept of belief. Now, beliefs are two-edged sword. Number one, you can believe in something that's absolutely not true, okay, and you can lead yourself into trouble, like, for example, somebody on LSD believing they can fly. Not gonna end very well. But then, of course, there's the other things, like belief in a higher power, a higher God or something, actually makes you more durable as an organism. As people in POW camps in Vietnam found out, that those who had a strong constitution, a belief in a higher power, of a God spirit, of anything like that, they survived a heck of a lot more often than those who had no faith of any kind.
Right. When you have your inner strength, just your own belief system, believing in something.
Just like believing in yourself gives you strength.
Right.
You know, people need to understand that this is a very real thing that can be tapped into. Whether or not God exists is irrelevant. The mere act of blessing your food, scientifically proven, actually enhances your body's absorption of the nutritional value of that food.
Interesting.
Okay? And strong belief in God can help you survive through darker times. I remember when I was 19, I was busted for selling cannabis, and I lost all my friends, all my money. I lost all my freedom, and it felt as if my entire world was imploding, as if a black hole had been inserted into the middle of it, like in Star Trek, and just sucked everything in, all the light gone. Nothing felt good anymore. I felt horrible. I felt as if I was walking around dead, and I didn't feel like I had anything left. And who do you turn to when you got nothing left? You turn to God and you say, yeah, God, please help me. Please help me. And just in the act of asking, I felt the strength that I needed to continue. And I'm not even sure if I even got a response or even was noticed or anything. It was simply the act of asking that I got what I wanted anyway.
Right. Nice. Believing in yourself is very important. What I also wanted to explain is that my professor was very clairvoyant, meaning he just knew things. And something very interesting that he told us was that every planet, every body and moon and whatever of our whole universe is different on a different dimension. There are many dimensions to our universe, and that on a different dimension, every single planet is green and lush and has life. And he explained that from his perspective of clairvoyance, the center of every solar system, which is the sun of every solar system or suns, on a different dimension of that sun is where this body of beings called the hierarchy or masters lives. It's kind of a hard concept to wrap your brain around, but if you think of that there are godlike beings at the center of every solar system living on a different dimension of the sun, It's very interesting.
You know, and who knows what their kind of social relationships are. Maybe there's many gods. Maybe there's only just one and everybody else is just experiencing everything subjectively. You know, it's like kind of like a nice little holographic action-packed role-playing game that everybody in the everybody in the Pleiades galaxy plays, you know, just for fun. You know, hey, right. I think I'll just plug into this virtual reality matrix here and live life as a human for a lifetime. It'd be interesting, don't you think? Yeah, man. Imagine what kind of stuff you could learn. It's a good game, that Earth playing business.
Right.
But, you know, just firmly placing your feet on reality, I feel is very important for people to come to grips with it. Okay, if you're always thinking about how everything is not solid and everything doesn't make sense or whatever, what happens is you often start to get a bit confused about everything because you don't actually fully comprehend and commit to wanting to comprehend what's really going on. And I feel that's a problem with most of the general public is they have no idea what they're doing in their life. They have no idea why they actually pay taxation. They have no idea where the who controls the oil price market. They have no idea which Arabian country is going to be invaded next. They have no idea who the Prime Minister or the El Presidente Sotoro works for. They don't have any clue about virtually anything that's going on the whole time. And they're committed to doing that. To the point where if somebody does try and explain even one thing of their misconceptions, they'll attack you. You know, it's like an intellectual piranha pit. They all just get stripped to the bone and there's nothing left.
Yeah. And as futuristic as this all sounds, it's good at least to be familiar with these thoughts, with these possibilities, just in case.
We were talking about a pole shift, and what it reminded me of is World War II, where Hitler shifted the poles into a massive prison camp. And that's kind of a bit of a pole shift, don't you think, there? Because there's massive changes going on, people aren't prepared for it, they're not aware of it, they don't even open their minds up to the possibility. Often the changes don't feel that natural to them, and they often don't go very well, you know? I think it's about being open. The more open you are, the more receptive you are, and the more receptive you are, the more you can get out of any given situation. Okay, I mean, it's like going into a movie with your eyes closed and then coming out after only hearing the audio, and you go, "Man, the visuals in that movie were lame."
Yeah, it's always good to be prepared.
And people talk about the preparedness, you know, stored food, gold, this, that, and the other, a place out in the middle of absolutely nowhere with five heavy machine gun mounts outside your front porch kind of thing. And I'm kind of like, well, not really. You don't need to accumulate everything in the physical world in order to be prepared. If anything, the thing that will be most valuable to you, the most important resource of all, is the thing right between your ears. It's called your brain, your mind. If you can think, you can survive. Because that's what happens to a lot of people when they get lost in the woods. As they says in the movie The Edge, they keep thinking about, oh, how could I have gotten myself into this? Why is this happening to me? And I didn't do the one thing that could have saved their lives. Thinking.
Right.
And that's what fear does. And that's why I personally believe that there is so much fear being pumped out through the media and films, television shows, even computer games now. I played a couple that are just very scary, kind of, you know, they literally freak you out. And again, it just shuts down your cognitive processes to a degree and closes you off to possibilities.
Exactly.
And I feel if you want to survive in a world of infinite possibilities, you had best firstly acknowledge that there are infinite possibilities.
Right.
All the people that sit around saying, that can't happen, it can't be done, it's not possible. Those people, have they ever invented anything? No. Have they ever created something that changed the world? No. It's all the people that they tell that to who wind up doing it, only because they ignored them.
Yeah, right. So, you know, the book shares a lot of information, and it was mainly written just to give this knowledge so that people are not taken in by being all this fear, you know, which is everywhere, is, you know, put out through all these video games, just like you mentioned, just generated sort of as a control thing, as I see, but so that people can look ahead to what the transition is without being afraid, without being just losing their ability to function and go forward because they're so afraid. You know, it's going to be, there is going to be a transition, as I understand it, but there's going to be no reason to be afraid. Just continue to be positive.
Yep, I think that's a good place to leave this particular segment. Be like a battery, ladies and gentlemen. Keep the negative side down and keep the positive side facing up. And don't look at whatever you do. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. You can actually join us in the chat room at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. You can click on the chat room link at the top there. Add us on Facebook. We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question. What can I do? Gold's the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to The Paradigm Shift. Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
Welcome to the show that's all about jamming and sacrifices. One's at the top of massive pyramids after you cut the beating heart of the victim out. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on the Mayan calendar predicted events of 2012. And I remember, what was his name? Stuart Swerdlow told me, he talked to some Mayan dude, and he said to him, you know what, it was a 2012 disaster. Ha! I'm going to be getting up and making my cup of tea on that morning, just like every other morning. There's nothing different. And I wonder, you know, is that true? Is every hype that gets built up around the end of the world, and I think I've survived the end of the world like, what, 5-6 times already? People have been predicting the end. And it comes to the point where it's almost like the boy who cried wolf, isn't it? Somebody tells you the end many, many, many times, and then by the time it actually comes around, you just refuse to believe it. What do you think, Kristen?
Yeah, it's very intriguing. The important thing is to be perceptive, you know, have sharpened perceptions of your own, not be swayed by what you're supposed to believe.
Mm-mm. I think it's about discernment, because right now, because we live in this age of copious quantities of information, you got all these facts, figures, stories, allegations coming at you, you know, like a tidal wave sort of thing. And the trick is, and I'm not even sure if there is a trick to it, is you've got to figure out which of it you actually want to pay attention to and which of it you really can't. You don't have the time to or whatever. Because despite the fact that we've had so much technology to allegedly save us time, we've got less time than ever before.
Right.
And if you believe the hype, we're running out of it in short supply.
Right. You know, the important thing is just to be as informed as you can be. And, you know, it's just important to be open-minded and to be as informed as you can be. There's a lot going on this planet right now, I feel, and it's really going to take a lot of understanding of all the different facets of what is going on and what's coming.
A lot of people are really confused, scared, that kind of thing. And in situations like that, humans being a very tribal creature, we'll look to our leaders to save us. Do you think our leaders have any interest whatsoever if there was some description of a real big bad event coming of A, either informing us, or B, actually trying to help us? Because there's something interesting that happened, I'm not sure how long ago, the Russians have just built 5,000, yes, that's 5,000 bomb shelters in Moscow, enough for the entire population of the city to get into. And the only other country that has enough bunkers to actually keep its entire population in is Switzerland, you know. And some people take that as a sign of the coming 2012. The Russians say that it's actually because they don't have enough bunkers to cope with, say, for example, a nuclear attack of some description, and they're just building it up to scratch. And again, the whole concept of psyops, this is what I find is very interesting about the whole 2012 discussion and revelations, if you will, is the propensity for the powers that be to run psychological operations on people to get results that they want. For instance, the result could be an entire population paralyzed with fear, sitting at home, glued to the TV, while the TV newscaster tell them all heck is breaking loose, and there's scary alien projected holographic spaceships blowing up everything, and Muhammad has come out of the clouds, Jesus has come out of the clouds, they're having a cup of tea together in the clouds, and everybody would be like, oh, goodness gracious me, this perceived four-cornered reality that I get from the television set must be real. Maybe I should just sit home and freak out and duct tape up the vents in my house and eat my baked beans.
Yeah.
It's just, don't get yourself paralyzed. All right? If you want to become paralyzed, there are many, many ways to do it. Baseball bat works well. Just make sure you don't go numb from the brain down, is all I'm saying. Stay open, stay alive, stay healthy, stay happy, because every single one of those attributes there is something that the elite don't want you to have. They don't want you to be happy, healthy, or alive or thinking. Okay? Ergo, it's the brightest thing to do the direct opposite. The exact opposite. You really can't underestimate the power of somebody who's trying to do the direct opposite of everything you want them to do. You ever tried to control a child who simply will not obey you? It's freaking impossible. And right, it stops you from doing everything that you're doing just to try and keep control over them so that they don't overpower you. As a child versus an adult. Are you kidding me?
Right.
And the New World Order thinks that they can control the entire human population? The average human can't even control a child. How's a very small clique of minority dips, the dominant inbred psychopath, the dips, and or you might have a dips hit on somebody, you know, if you put the word dips and hit together, that's exactly what these people are. I feel, frankly, just take the Doctor Who approach. Just laugh at the face of these idiots, all right? If they were that bright, they would realize that dominating all human life isn't a very efficient model. Competition does not work very well, not anywhere near as well as cooperation does. So if they had any brains, they'd be working with the people to accomplish whatever goals they want. Allegedly, they want eternal life and conquered over death. It'd be a heck of a lot easier to manage that if you had everybody on side, don't you think? But they just want everything for themselves. They're not. Right. They're the kind of child who has 400 toys, and as soon as another child comes into the play area and wants to use just one of them, suddenly that's their favorite toy, and you can't have it.
Right. Well, the point is that you asked if I thought that they were going to help us. The fact of the matter is that they have secretly built all these underground cities for themselves, and that sort of is their answer right there. Again, I think the most important thing will be not to be freaked out and afraid, because then you become irrational. just be calm, stay inside, and in the end, I feel like everything will be all right and much better.
Well, at least we can hope so, can't we?
Right, right. What has been your idea of what's going to happen, Vinny?
Well, the thing is, again, I only acknowledge the possibilities. I haven't nailed down anything specific yet. It's either A1, the 2012 prediction is true. It's the prophesized return of the Destroyer. Some massive planetoid body will come in, cook everybody on Earth, and wash out the rest with massive tidal waves. And a massive crack goes around the Earth in 8 minutes and opens up all the volcanic fissures and spews ash all over the place for 1,000 years. Or it's a massive psyop, and they're going to use holographics and fake alien invasions and all of that kind of stuff to get everybody to freak out and then go, oh, it's aliens versus humans. Now we need a one-world human government to fight them. And the third one, which I believe is closer to the Mayan interpretation, is that it's actually going to be not a physical shift that happens. It's actually going to be a consciousness shift forever happens. It's the parting of the term apocalypse, which is the revealing of great truth. And that's all that it is. It's not the end of all of us. It's the end of all the lies. Who are all the big liars? The ones who are currently in control. So it's not our end. It's theirs. And I like that.
Interesting thought.
Well, we have to wrap up now. We have about 1 more minute on the broadcast, so if you wouldn't mind plugging your book again,
okay.
And thank you very much for coming on.
Oh, thank you. There are 34 images in the book. I've been to Egypt twice, and I show some of the Egyptian mysteries and tell what they knew about visitors from other planets. You can see the book and click on interviews, links for interviews at exploringsacredspace.com.
All right. Well, there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for coming on. And I think that this year, regardless of what happens, it's going to be one of the most interesting years that I've ever lived in.
That is true.
And I don't think I'm the only one that thinks that or feels that way already.
Right.
So it makes us all one family stepping into the darkness together, ladies and gentlemen. Don't fall off the edge. Just step into it, believing that something is going to be there to put your feet firmly on. Don't freak out. Don't lose your head. Be strong. Be diligent. Be kind. Be loving. Be generous. Be outgoing. Have some fun, because if this is our end, I would have it make such an end as to be worthy of remembrance. And if it's not, then at least you had a good time regardless, and keep on going. You've been listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, The Lighter Side of Genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. And we'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you go changing.